you'll see an acceleration in the disappearance of species, the despeciation of birds, very, very rapid now. It'll be in a natural logarithmic curve. Species will begin disappearing so fast that you'll be able to count them month to month. That's when things are really becoming, when the decay is becoming rapid, when the conditions are really speeding up. Birds, species will begin disappearing at much faster rates than they are right now. And I am not talking about disappearance as a result of deforestation.
Right.
And poisoning and pesticides. I'm talking about other things, because the bird's food is going to disappear. Insects are going to start dying.
Well, that's right. The phytoplankton gone.
Mm-hmm. Particularly shorebirds and seabirds. They will starve to death. The seabirds will starve first.
Oh, this is pretty bad news, Ed.
So we've known it was coming. There's nothing new here, Art. We've just been in denial. That's all. We're going down. This is ecocide.
Yeah.
Let's not kid ourselves here.
I guess I haven't. Well, in a way I have. I'm like everybody else. Even as in my face, as it always is, you know, day-to-day life, Ed, goes on, and there are other things that you've got to tend to in life. And so
there's something worse.
You do that. Oh, something worse?
Yes, there's something worse.
Well, they didn't call you Dr. Doom for nothing.
There's something much worse.
Proceed.
In biblical prophecy, there is a time when man is beset by all these ills. And someone comes, springs up automatically. This person in Christian literature is called the false prophet. And the false prophet begins to work miracles and solve a lot, almost miraculously solve mankind's problems, and points the way, and points over there, and says, and points in the direction of a person, a human being.
Well, Ed,
yes.
If this person who you're describing, the Antichrist, if the Antichrist...
I'm describing the false prophet.
All right.
Who points to the Antichrist.
Well, all right. If this false prophet comes and begins to deliver mankind, or apparently is delivering mankind from extinction, then that person would be regarded as a real prophet indeed, right?
More than that. A miracle worker in addition to a prophet, yes.
So, I mean, after all,
2,500 years ago,
if we were all facing death,
mm-hmm.
then there is no way we would not regard such a person for working miracles that would head off extinction, death, the worst case scenario, not just for us, but for all of mankind. At least when we pass, we have some idea that mankind shall continue.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody of that magnitude would indeed be considered a god.
That's correct. I agree with you fully. But there's a cost. There's a cost to be paid, and I need not say what that cost is. The scripture says what it is. There's a cost. You must receive the mark of the beast.
Oh, it's a usual cost, isn't it? Isn't that the loss of your soul?
Well, I don't want to go as far as to say that, but the cost is you must receive the mark of the beast. There's a mark. We've talked about this. You must receive this mark in order to, and this is what this kind of a seal will be really sealing a person's fate.
Great. Well, you've said it every other way but saying it, and the basic deal is, we all know what the deal is, it's your soul.
Probably. I don't know what happens to your soul, but I don't think it goes the way it's supposed to go when this happens. So my point is that in as far as technical remote viewing of this situation, the false prophet is an extremely interesting, fascinating, key individual.
Well, I don't see how anybody's going to have any choice but to believe if they're saving our species and our planet. That's the most bottom line thing of all. Hold on, we'll be right back. Bottom of the hour, I'm Art Bell.
You're listening to Art Bell Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from June 8th, 2001.
I'd like to know.